Now, the autonomous solution can be contrasted with relative positioning or differencing. Now, in this image, you see a GPS receiver, and the baseline's indicated in red, working at the same time as a continuously operating reference station that is in a known point. Now, both are collecting the same constellation of six satellites, and the CORS station, the continuously operating reference station, downloads its observations to an archive. This is a base station archive that, in fact, can be made available on the Internet, as the National Geodetic Survey does. Now, the GPS receiver can download its rover data, its data at an unknown point, to its memory. And then, post-mission, the two data sets can be brought together and post-processed on a computer. Now, the corrections that can be derived from the fact that the continuously operating reference station knows where it is allows the solution at the GPS receiver at the unknown point to be corrected to its actual position. This is relative positioning. Now, the vector between such a pair of receivers, as I said, are known as baselines, and it's the simultaneity. In other words, the fact that they're observing the same constellation at the same time that makes it possible to do extremely accurate GPS. This is the way, especially with carrier phase, this is the way that very accurate GPS positions can be derived.